under Iraq's interim constitution, at least a quarter of the 275 seats in the new National Assembly are reserved for women. Ahead of the elections, 20 of the Iraqi women candidates met in Amman, Jordan, for a training session. They were joined by a group of four U.S. legislators. Democratic representative from California, Ellen Tauscher, was among that group, and she told us about her trip 2 weeks ago. She joins us now, again, from her district in San Francisco. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I'm actually in Walnut Creek.
You're in Walnut Creek. Well, yes. The last time we spoke to you on this program, you had just returned from your trip to Jordan, and you really doubted whether the elections in Iraq would go smoothly. What's your reaction to how the voting's turned out today?
Well, I don't think they have gone smoothly, but I think that this was the worst of the bad situations that we could have. And frankly, right now, I'm glad that voting is, the polls have closed. We've had violence, but certainly not as bad as we could have. And I think that the Iraqi people, as best they could, have stood up for themselves and stood up for self-government, which I think they desperately are yearning for.
How much do you think the low turnout among Sunni Muslims in today's voting will affect the future of the parliament?
Well, it's really a question of how the low turnout is handled by the winners in the election. I think it's vitally important, assuming that the Shia parties are successful today, because they do have 60% of the population. I think it's vitally important that they're gracious winners and that they really move quickly to find places for Sunni, not only in the 275-member National Assembly, but in the subcommittees that will write the Constitution.
You met some of the candidates in today's elections. What do you think that they can accomplish in the new National Assembly?
Well, the 20 women I met 3 weeks ago in Jordan were extraordinary, fearless patriots and people that were very interested in self-government and having a voice for Iraqi families and Iraqi women for the first time in many decades. So I think that these are people that, assuming that some of them have won, are ready to participate. They understand how vitally important it is to have a constitution that is representative of their values. They understand it's vitally important to have a constitution that is inclusive of the minority communities, and they really, I think, want to move forward to begin to have Iraq run by Iraqis.
What are the issues that are important to them?
Well, they care, not surprisingly, about the same thing that American women and women around the world and people around the world care about. They want opportunity for themselves. They want safety and security. They want jobs. They want education. They want infrastructure built. They want to know that they have self-determination. They want to know that Iraqis are running Iraq and that they have a place to assume inside a volatile neighborhood surrounded by people that they have had, frankly, not very good relations with for a long time. And they want to know that they are able to make some decisions for themselves in the short term that really, I think, begin to put Iraq back on the map and are really trying to, I think, speak to the values of self-determination.
Do you plan to get back in touch with the women you met in Amman?
Well, I did send them an email last week wishing them all well and hoping that they were safe and secure and that they were successful in today's election. We won't really hear, I think, much about exactly how much of a turnout we had and where we didn't have a turnout for the next maybe 72 hours, maybe 4 days. And then, obviously, it's a laborious process to count these votes. We may not hear until as many as 10 days or almost 2 weeks to exactly what the outcomes are. But I believe some of the women that I met with will be elected, and I will be ready to stand with them to help them as best I can after they're taking office.
How can you help them? How can your experience in the United States government help the women who would be newly elected to the parliament in Iraq?
Well, I think it's important for them to understand that this is a sacred duty to be in public service and that they have to keep their eye on their constituents, their constitution, and their conscience, and that they have an extraordinary opportunity to speak for so many Iraqi women and children and families that that they should take the opportunity to do that. Part of the job, obviously, is listening. These were not representative elections like we have in Congress, where you had a census and then you had precincts and provinces drawn into discrete areas where people were going to be directly elected. That will be the election in a year from now. But there is still a lot to do to listen to Iraqis. And I think it's important not only that minorities are found places in this new constitution writing subcommittee, but that that there's a real effort to go out and listen to Iraqis as to how they want this constitution written, what are the important things for them, and then deliver for them in the Constitution, which will be ratified in about 8 months.
Representative Ellen Tauscher is a Democrat from California. She was part of a congressional delegation who met with Iraqi women candidates. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Leanne.